We'd like to welcome you to the joint. This is our, it's been a tradition for several years now, and it's really a happy, happy amalgamation. And so I'm going to say hello on behalf of the California Library Users of America, and I'm now going to turn it over to my good friend and colleague, Steve Fort.
Sorry for the delay. Good afternoon. This is Steve Fort, president of BRLC, and I'd like to welcome you all to this luncheon, and I concur with Judy's comments that this is a really great amalgamation, and we came into office pretty much close to the same time, and I couldn't work with anyone more, just easy to coordinate with and to work with. So I want to welcome you all. Thank you very much.
For just a second, I'm going to tell you that we had planned to have Kim Charlson. She's actually just 200 miles away, if only she were a little closer. She's in Los Angeles at the meeting of BANA, Braille Authority of North America, where they're discussing the important issue of the United, Uniform English Braille Code. And she did inform us that ACB will be casting its vote in favor of that, but she knows about the worries that people have about Nemeth and STEM and the other issues. So she's very mindful of people's concerns. She spoke with us this morning. I'm actually really working around to my point. We had her hooked in through my iPhone and the speakers, and it was not very successful. We were all quiet as mice, and we could barely hear her. She did her best, and she talked with us for about a half an hour. But we realized that what with the clatter of silverware in the background and you know, us all having our lunch, that it just was not going to work to have her on the luncheon program to talk about the wonderful project at that Perkins has, a scanning project. But what I plan to do is record an interview with her, and hopefully next spring we can play that, we'll have a better quality recording and get some. We'll have her talk about that. But in lieu of that, you're going to have to do some work. So plan B, because we thought we might have some trouble, is you have to think of one of your favorite narrators and a book by that narrator. And if you can't remember a book, you can just mention one of your favorite narrators. Or, as Linda asked, can she suggest a narrator that we not read for a particular book? You can do that. Or, you know what? If what you want to do is just tell us about a favorite book, there are no rules, in other words. When you get the mic, it's yours for 45 seconds, and you can do with it whatever you want. We'll come back and start that process in about 10 minutes. Once we feel like the plates have been served for lunch, we'll come back to you and get your thoughts, and we'll publish it in the next issue of the Kahlua newsletter, and I'll get Mike Keithley to put it in the Braille Writer. Okay, we'll be back with you soon. So I'm going to tell you one of my favorite series is the series called 1632. It's by Eric Flint. It's called Ring of Fire. And it's about West Virginia getting dropped back into the 30 Years' War. And it's a hilarious sort of alternative time story. I love it. And one of the reasons I love it is that it's narrated by Nick Sullivan. And he has to do European accents and West Virginian accents and say German, Italian, French, Spanish, and he's just amazing. So it's a great series, Nick Sullivan. And whoever's next is next. Steve, go this way. You.
Hello, this is Steve Fort, and I just finished reading a book by Chris Matthews entitled Jack Kennedy, the Elusive Hero, and the narrator was Robert Sims, who sounds to me just like a reporter. His imitation of the President Kennedy's Boston accent wasn't the greatest, but otherwise, I thought it was pretty good, and what I really liked about the book was that it was about John F. Kennedy, and it didn't get into the assassination, just, you know, went up to the day that he went to Dallas, and then the acknowledgments, and that was it. So on to Linda here.
Hi, this is Linda, and I did ask Judy if I could register a disappointment. So I have a disappointment. It's a recent issue. I'm one of those hoity-toity readers who, when the Man Booker Prize is announced, I have to go and get it right away. So Hilary Mantel won for her second book in the historical series around Henry VIII and Thomas Cromwell. So I went to get the first book, which is Wolf Hall. And it's read by Roy Avers. And I found, oh, good. People are agreeing with me. How about insufferable, pompous, and just boring? Well, boring and just, wait, well, you know, he tried to do these British accents, but you couldn't tell the difference between Thomas Cromwell, Cardinal Wolsey, and the king, and the jester. I mean, all the voices sounded... You know, so I had to put the book down, but I have to tell you that when I went to check it on Audible to see if I wanted to read it there, their reader wasn't good either. So,
hello, John Ross here. I read a book. It was called Somewhere in Heaven. And it was the story of Christopher and Dana Reeve and how they met and how his injury affected their life and once he was hurt, you know, their marriage, you know, it kind of blossomed. You could say, you know, because she was really helpful to him, and he did the things he could, and they raised their family. And it talks about how he, you know, how he eventually passed on. And it was read by one of my favorite writers. Her name is Kristen Allison, and it was a very, very good book. Thank you.
Hello, you guys. This is Pam Metz, and I have two. One is, well, I actually have a whole lot of them, but I can only give you two. So one is Susan Erickson, and she reads the J.D. Robb series. J.D. Robb, Naked in the Death in Death series. It's a futuristic series. And the reason why I like her is, one, that her interpretation of the characters is great. And also, when she does Rourke's Irish accent, oh, my. And then the other one is Carole King. And Carole King reads these, Laura King does the... Stephanie Plum series, and she has that New Jersey twang in there, and she sounds just like she lives in New Jersey.
Hello, my name is Aisha Wendt, and my two are, I like everything from romance to mystery. Smut. and I like Fern Michaels. She has a series out called Revenge of the Sisterhood. And Catherine Byers is the narrator for that book, and also Annie Potts. Also, I like Mitzi Freelander and Yvonne Fair Tesler. They're very good. And she also reads a series called The Vegas Heat, Vegas Sunrise and Vegas Rich series. Yes, Vegas series. And they also have a Texas series, too.
This is Peter Pardini. And one of the most enjoyable books that I read was the, that I enjoyed reading was, this was on Audible, and I don't know who the narrator was, but it was the biography of Stephen Jobs by Walter Isaacson. I thought it was a very excellent book. Thank you.
Okay. I'm Steve Mendelson, and I'm one of the people who's unalterably formed by my youth, so I'm going to just say, still, even to this day, anything read by Scorby.
I will have to say that one of my favorite readers, I'm sorry, my name is Linda Amati, and I'll have to say that one of my favorite readers is probably not even living anymore. I don't know that for sure, but I really enjoyed Robert Donnelly and his reading of now the name of the book took off, but anyway, really, Moon is a Harsh Mistress was the book that he read, and I've read a lot of really good books. I don't know the author's names, but that's the one that I, yeah, that was Robert Heinlein's, yeah, book. Here you go.
My name is Pam Loveland, and a favorite author of mine is Danielle Steele, and I've been reading several of her books, and they're all really good love stories, good basic stories about people and their problems. And the book I just finished is called The Dating Game, and that was read by Catherine Byers also. And what? The Dating Game.
She was the narrator.
Yeah. Okay, Pete. Yeah.
Whoops. This is Pete Romero, and unfortunately, I don't remember the narrator's name. I never remembered their names. The book that I just read that I really enjoyed is by an author named J.R. Moringer, and the name of the book is called The Tender Bar. It's a great story about a guy who grows up. His mom raises him. There's no man in the house, and he needs male influence. And so the mother lets the uncle kind of raise him and give him his male influence, but the uncle works at a bar. And so all the people who go to the bar, who are all walks of life, from lawyers to Skid Row people or whatever, they all hang out at the bar, and they all, many in some way, had a hand in kind of helping form, you know, who he became. Fascinating book and very, very funny. Enough so that I'm sure I woke my wife up more than one occasion laughing out loud. I highly recommend it. Thank you. It's on Bard, yes. Here you go.
I can't name a book right now. There's a series of books about...
Who are you?
I'm Katrina McCurdy. There's a series of books read by Roy Avers. Roy Avers, I can't think of the name. The one's about the United States, about different. Well, anyway, I guess I got to get into it. Okay. I like Roy Avers. He reads a series of books I don't remember the author. He's written a whole bunch of books with the names of states. They're sort of semi, they're novels, but they're sort of historical in a way. They show different eras of time. Anyway, I like Roy Ayers.
This is Gloria Broderick, and wow, I don't have a favorite narrator, but I just read The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom, which was The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. It was actually written in the 70s. It was very popular then when it came out, but I didn't read it then. I'm finally getting around to reading it now. And it was read by Annie Waters, and I really like her and the stuff she does. And Kristen Allison is another favorite of mine. I like to read a lot of Amish novels, and Kristen Allison reads a lot of those, which is nice.
Okay. This is Evelyn Drury, and I have to say my reading tastes are all over the map, just everywhere, and I read a lot. But when you brought this question up, our favorite narrator, the first person without even giving it any thought who came to my mind was Bob Askey. There are many good narrators out, but first, it was a no-brainer. The man can make absolutely anything he reads sound very interesting. I'm especially thinking of Lonesome Dove and the trilogy that dealt with the Civil War, North and South, Love and War, Heaven and Hell, and he just made them come alive, and in his voice, you could tell he was really getting into the books, yet he wasn't overacting. He wasn't hamming it up. So he gets my vote hands down.
Okay, my name is Allison Deppner. And, well, I'd have to agree with Evelyn about Bob Askey. He's always the first person I think of when people ask about a favorite narrator. He's always the person I think of. Bob Askey. It would be the person that always comes up when I think about a narrator. I don't know if he's still reading anymore, but and my favorite book that he narrated is not nearly as educational, historical, or intellectual as anything else that's been mentioned here. But I just loved, if you're a geeky Star Trek, classic Star Trek person like I am, you would love a book called The Pandora's Principle by Carolyn Kuntz. And Bob Askey narrates it. And again, he really sounds like he's getting into it. He sounds like he really enjoys those characters. And, you know, I like to think that he used to sit and watch the classic episodes and like them. So that would be my favorite. He just, you know, it was just, I remember I read it and then I started it and read it again. Because it was just so entertaining. I do read other things, but That's one of my favorites.
We're doing books.
Okay.
Yeah. You got the.
Hello, I'm Larry Freeman. And.
Yeah, a little closer to you.
Okay. Hello, I'm Larry Freeman. I can't remember the name of the narrator of the book, but it's put out by Oasis Publications, and it's called The Shack. The Shack. The Shack. And it's how a man who thought he knew God through a very unusual set of circumstances comes to know him much better and is reconciled to tragic events that happened in his life. And I found it very interesting. I think the basic idea is that God uses the circumstances in our lives to reach out to us, to draw us close to himself, to reconcile us to himself. He shows his love in that way. And so I thoroughly enjoyed the book. And again, it's by Oasis Publications, and it's called The Shack. Paul Young is the author.
Okay, there we go. Hi, I am Doug Martin, and again, I don't know the narrator. I never remember narrators' names. But whoever reads the James Patterson, Alex Cross series, I believe the name of the book is Cross Country, and in the book, well, Alex Cross is a detective, and he's a black man, and in the novel that I'm specifically referring to, he's traveling around Africa looking for a particular mass killer and his gang. But anyway, the narrator does all the various different African accents just incredibly well. I think the name of the book is Cross Country.
Hello, I'm Lee Morton, and one of my favorite narrators, there are a lot of them, and you've mentioned a lot of wonderful narrators today. I'm going to throw a new name that hasn't been mentioned yet. One of my favorite narrators is Suzanne Turin, and she does a lot of their, like, historical novels or biographies. One, I really enjoyed her reading of My Life by Golda Meir. She even made herself sound a little bit like Golda. And another book that I really enjoyed by her was a historical novel about Richard the Lionhearted. And I think that's what it was called, Lionheart. And it was a long time ago I read it, but it was a good... She just does a really nice job. And so I wanted to put her name in the mix.
Hi, I'm Linda O'Neill, and I would like to talk about the book called Lots of Candles, Plenty of Cake. And, excuse me, it's written by Anna Quindlen, and she has been a reporter with the New York Times and other newspapers. She's had various columns. And she talks about a woman celebrating life all the way from being a young girl to being a person in college with a career that she wanted to have. And it turns out she ended up always wanting to be in the newspaper business and be a reporter. And it goes on to her talking about... marriage and motherhood and approaching being a senior citizen. And the narrator is a wonderful one to my way of thinking. It's Martha Harmon Pardee.
Thanks.
Got it. Thank you. There you go. Okay. Hi there. This is Ron Smith from Chatsworth. And I'm into a lot of... audiobooks of late, but most of them I get through list them on, but I've been enjoying the series. I'm not sure if NLS has been doing, I think they do some of them, the Lee Child Jack Reacher series with Dick Hill reading it, and I'm not sure if he's a carryover to NLS or not, but Jack Reacher. Reacher. Reach, E-R. And and then you got the John Sanford series with Richard Ferrone. I think I don't know if he's read any NLS books, but Richard Ferrone. So I know NLS has been carrying over a lot of the commercial audio recordings as well of late, and some of their books. So, and I know some of the commercial readers do read both for NLS and so forth, but. Okay, that's it.
Hi, this is Vicki Parker, and I seem to I read a lot of different types of books, but consistently I read a lot of murder mysteries. I don't know what that says about me, but and therapist, so that's really scary, right? But anyway, I love Tamara Moore, and she does this antiquity series, which are hilarious. And if you've been, if you're a Southern woman or been raised by a Southern woman, we have such crazy traditions, and she pokes fun of them in her books, and they're very amusing. So if you have a chance, those are great books.
Well,
Tamora Moore. Antiquity. She has an antique shop.
Hello, this is Lena Dawes, now in Sacramento. This is actually kind of difficult because most books I read in Braille. I'm kind of my own narrator. And I think I've been reading a lot of historical fiction, and one of the books I read most recently was called Night Talk, and I'm trying to think of who it was by. It's been a little bit since I read it. But I actually can give you one of my favorite narrators that I do like was Madeline Bazard, and I used to subscribe to the Cricket magazine, and she all read it and did the voices, and then she did the first two books of A Wrinkle in Time series, and it was awesome. I love whenever I find out that she's narrating something.
Hello, my name is Daryl Dawes, and I'm not sure of the narrator's name, but I have to say one of my favorite books was a book from Stephen King called The Talisman. The person who read that did very well on the voices and had me laughing at times, actually. And so, that's it. That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
This is Roger Peterson, and I keep telling you I don't read books. But anyway, I wanted to mention a couple things. One is that we were just in Louisville again this summer, the ACB convention, and we always have some experiences with narrators when we're in Louisville. The first time I was in Louisville was at the NFB convention in 1966. And the thing that amazed me was when I turned on the TV and they said, this is the 6 o'clock news with Livingston Gilbert. But this year at the convention, we had four narrators, not two, but four. And at the APH reception, we had Barry Burnson and Madeline Bazard. We got to talk to her. And then in the general session, and I think in the Lua session too, they had one day that week, they had Jack and Jill Fox, who are father and daughter. And they're interesting too. And along the lines of the Livingston Gilbert thing, these guys are professional voiceover people. They do things besides talking books, and they were mentioning that Jack Fox does the recording in the airport that says stand to your right or walk to your left on the moving sidewalk. Apparently his family went to the airport, and his granddaughter said, Mommy, why does Grandpa talk so much? The other thing I wanted to just ask you is there anyone in here besides me that listens to Selected Shorts on public radio? I really enjoy that. Those are actors, and they read good short stories. And I think my favorite of all, although I must say she's so good she almost distracts me from the story, is Linda Lavin. She's a very, very sweet voice. Thank you.
So,
One last one. Me, Bernice. Well, you know, some years ago, when we were at one of the national conventions, the person that had just been presented the Alexander Scorby Award was Bob Askey. And he had just narrated Tom Wolfe's book, Tom Wolfe's first fiction book, and Bonfire of the Vanities. So we rushed home, called up the library, got the book, and we were listening to it together. And I got my head under the pillow, and I'm screaming, "That's a horrible book. I can't stand it." And but we had ordered the right stuff that had come just before we went to convention. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm not going to like this at all. But we put it on, and again, we were reading it together. And that, well, we're very strong supporters of the space program, and it was, as you know, about the Apollo 7 astronauts, and you could tell who each astronaut was about the way he did the wonderful voices, even Chuck Yeager, and I'm even thinking the other day I was thinking I might get that book again to reread it. It was so good. And you know what happened? On Easter weekend, we were listening to it, and one of the tapes was broken. And, oh, I couldn't stand it. So Monday, I called up the library, and under the other person's name, I ordered the book because we couldn't wait for it to get fixed. Okay.
I'm Patty Davison. I really haven't read anything lately, but I'm one of those that's interested in things like Sherlock Holmes and Perry Mason, those type of things. And I haven't got a favorite narrator yet, but thank you.
Me? Hi, this is Sam Doherty. And one of my favorite narrators was John Stratton. And the book I particularly remember reading by him was Of Human Bondage. And I always felt like he always, to me, kind of sounded like he was going to cry. But I liked him.
Okay, I'm going to give a shout out to Pam Ward. And she read Strangers, and she also read Dolores Claiborne, a Stephen King book. And I plan to read A Bodice Ripper one of these days.
Hi, this is Alice McGrath, and I just read a series written by Louise Penny, Just Like the Coin. And my favorite of that series was The Cruelest Month. But my favorite reader is Martha Harmpurdy.
Hi, my name is Nancy Younger, and I, of course, I like Bob Askey also. But my favorite book by Bob Askey, since we're going with narrators, not Bookshare or Webrail, is Bob Askey, and the book was The Thorn Birds by Marlene McCullough. Thank you.
Albert. You want to go? Your book, favorite book?
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Okay. This is Albert Contreras. I read a book a long, long time ago, and I'm wondering if any of his books have been re-recorded on Bard, but one of my favorite readers is Burt Blackwell. And the book that I remember the most that he read was The Scarlet Pimpernel by Baroness Ortsey. That was a great book. I'm wondering if his books have been put on, any of his books have been put on Bard yet. Okay.
Okay, my name is Keith Johnson.
I've been reading a book lately called The St. Patrick's Brigade. The St. Patrick's Brigade. It deals with the Mexican-American War around 1846. I don't remember the author's name or the narrator, but it's a good historical novel, and the way the narrator reads it, there's two main characters who are telling the story. One is a kid who's about 16 years old, who's a camp boy for the American forces, and he's Irish. And this guy does a good Irish accent. But then the other part of the book is kind of narrated by this veteran of the Mexican-American War who was severely wounded, and the narrator does a great Mexican voice, which makes it sound very interesting to listen to. But it's a good book. Anyhow, call the St. Patrick's Battalion. Next.
My name is Cam.
No, no, grab the microphone.
Oh, I have, okay. My name is Cam Shore. I read nonfiction books. I love the field of history, biographies, anthropology, paleoanthropology. I love them. And I must tell you, my life is enriched by my books. I don't know what my life would be without them. I am addicted to them. I even take them to bed with me. Heaven is sitting on a pillow in the garden, working in the garden, with a marvelous book beside me. Thank you for the wonderful gift I've been given.
That was everyone.
To get to the session. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in the spring or next fall.